We've seen over the last couple of years some pretty crazy weather events that have affected us here in the UP.
Yeah.
And every spring we go out, the Weather Service does, and we try to hit as many counties as we can, giving some weather presentations, just trying to get the community actively involved in reporting weather to us at the Weather Service.
So what do you got going on here? You're looking for storm spotters, weather spotters? What are you looking for?
Yeah, essentially we are looking for active citizens and reporting weather to us, storm spotters. It's the UP, so we're not encouraging folks to get in their cars and go out and chase down crazy weather.
Sure.
But instead, when something significant happens, either hail falls in their backyard or it snows a lot, it's very useful for us at the Weather Service to get that information.
Now, it's easy for us to maybe snap a couple of photos on our phone and say, oh, look at how much snow we've got or how much hail or whatever. But for this to really be usable and for you at the Weather Service, there needs to be some accuracy and consistency and standards, and this must be what the training is about.
Absolutely. And so in the presentations, we go through the things we want to hear about at the National Weather Service and just some basic things as to help those reports come in and be a little bit more consistent. Obviously, reporting weather nowadays is different than it was 15 years ago,
sure,
where we had to sit and wait for the phone to ring and somebody to let us know what was happening. Nowadays, with social media, weather reporting apps, there's so many ways to pass information to us in near real time, and it really makes our job a lot easier at the Weather Service.
Is this a consistent sort of push with the National Weather Service to do this around the country with areas to just say, we want people to do this?
Yes, it is. And it is basically nationwide. And obviously, the birth of all this training started out in the Central Plains during Tornado Alley, you know, where they would have the storm spotters out there watching the tornadoes and then relaying that information to help the forecasters know where the tornadoes actually are. But it expanded out to where, I mean, even here in the UP, it's very useful for us to have that information in near real time.
What are some of the things that you train people on?
It's really more the methods of to get that information to us at the National Weather Service. And while tornadoes aren't a big focus of the presentation that we look at, we talk about the straight line winds from thunderstorms in the summertime, some identifying clouds that might be signatures to let you know bad weather is on the way, to kind of give you that little bit of heads up to batten down the hatches. We talk some basic weather safety and, you know, don't drive your car on a flooded road. And we'll go back and look at some of these significant events over the last couple of years, from the historic flooding up in Houghton last year, to the baseball, the softball-sized hail event in the eastern UP, to some of our larger wind events that have affected some campgrounds.
With us in the studio is Matt Zika. He is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Negaunee Township, and we're talking about weather spotter, weather training for folks out there like yourself listening and say, hey, I want to do this. And Matt, for those that are just joining us, what's on the docket with this training? What are you looking to teach folks?
Well, really, the folks may wonder, why in the world do we need these weather reports? You know, we sit under that big golf ball on the hill in Negaunee, and the forecasters are there, and the technology that we have is really good. We usually are pretty good at understanding what's probably occurring underneath the storm clouds. But until we get those first reports, we don't definitely know. And then we could take that information. If somebody hears in a weather warning that there's already been trees blown down in Ishpeming and the storm's heading towards Marquette, folks are going to respond to those weather warnings or take them a little bit more serious because they know something has happened.
So you've got a training coming up here pretty soon. What's the schedule with that?
Well, we have our first presentation is coming up in Marquette on April 24th at Peter White Library at 6:30 in the evening. The full schedule is on our website. If they go to weather.gov and click on the UP, the full calendar of our presentations that basically go from the end of April through the whole month of May for different counties in the UP.
That's interesting because you mentioned the, you know, the large radar ball, the big golf ball, as everybody calls it up in Negaunee. You know, that covers a certain thing. But when you're talking about an area as widely different as the Upper Peninsula, these reports really do have an extra role of keeping records of what happened and what's possibly going to be happening.
Absolutely. You know, we have great technology, but there's limitations to that technology. And thus, it's even more important, especially on the fringes of the UP, for us to receive these weather reports in near real time to help us issue better weather warnings. And obviously, we want to make sure everybody stays safe. This past weekend, we saw not necessarily in the UP, but from the deep south to the east coast with the tornadoes, the severe weather, the weather that affected the Masters, things like that. I mean, it's that we're in that transitional time right now, and the weather will be active as we head at least into the early part of the summer. So We just have to be prepared.
Well, again, the training or the presentation is happening when?
The presentation of the first one is in Marquette on April 24th. It's a Wednesday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. And if any folks are interested in reporting weather to us or just want to hear about some of the recent weather events that have affected the UP, we encourage them to show up.
And that's at the Peter White Public Library on Front Street.
That is correct.
And you have the full schedule at your website, which is what?
Weather.gov, and then click on the UP, and then you'll be zoomed right into our local schedule that we have through the month of May.